America has been recently diagnosed with bipolar disorder. It is such a serious case, the universe begins to worry. He notices America tries to tear himself down and build himself up simultaneously. Now, America sits alone in a rehabilitation center, conflicted, weeps while he is angry about his empty pockets, beaten women beating their children. Let's face it, America, you're a wreck. Pull yourself together and they'll consider letting you out of the handcuffs called medication. You can finally flush those countless bottles of Xanax, Zafiris, and Zoloft. How could you let yourself be responsible for a media, responsible for the degradation of women, the depletion of a teenage girl's once favored body image? All at once, you try to hate and love yourself while lying to the rest of us and saying, you're okay, just to get off that Prozac. The doctors keep puzzling over your symptoms and triggers. You say you can't figure out what's done it, but obviously, you know what has just as well as Allen Ginsberg does. Spending some good time in a war against yourself has made you weak, so weak the other countries can laugh at you. Is this what you wanted? If the answer is no, let's try again. I will take this country out of its handcuffs, flush the bills myself, but I cannot do it alone. Will you stand with me to open the doors and unlock the gates to our empty mouths, our weeping children, so that we may become one nation of the people, by the people, and for the people?